We're back.
We are.
Not for long.
I was just going to say the same thing, but not for long.
Sorry. I'm just... not. I'm not sorry.
No,
I'm about
she's
to have
not.
A good time.
She's going to Korea, you guys. Like, she's not
Korea
sorry.
Korea and Japan.
And Japan. She's not sorry.
Good luck.
But that being said, before we begin our episode, little disclaimer, we're going to go on another hiatus. We had an unintentional hiatus because of real life things, but now we're going on another hiatus because Lacey's going to go have fun in life and do amazing
I know.
Games.
I am going to have a good time.
A great time.
Because I don't go anywhere.
Yep. This is true. So if we record, we record, but it'll be a surprise to everybody.
It really will. It'll be a surprise to me as well.
You'll never know.
No, you won't.
You'll never see it coming.
If I do it, it'll be very spontaneous. Like, are you up? Hurry up.
I'm always up.
Raina's always down.
I am. I'm nocturnal, so that's why I keep telling you, like, it's not a big deal to me. I am nocturnal.
I understand, but I don't know what the climate's going to be like that day. Like, what if we're crazy?
And I understand that. I'm just saying, I have two friends in South Korea right now, and sometimes I'm up until, like, 2 or 3 in the morning talking to them, and then I'm like, oh, fuck, I gotta go to work.
Do they work?
I have to go to bed.
What a strange time to talk.
Because it's not 2 or 3 a.m. their time.
But it's like midday for them.
6 p.m.
Oh.
2 a.m. my time is 6 p.m. Korea time. That's why I'm telling you, like, it's not a big deal. You guys are 16 hours ahead. Or you guys, I'm saying as you're already there. As if you're already there. You're 16 hours ahead, though. So, like, basically how I do the math is I take the time that it is, I add 4 hours, and it's just usually the opposite. So like it's 2 p.m., 2:30 p.m. my time there, or my time right now. It's 6:30 in the morning.
I'm looking at the clocks.
Korea time.
I don't know why I didn't add their clocks yet.
So just add a time for, or a clock for Arizona, and you'll always know what time it is my time.
I have your clock.
Oh, yay.
I've been at your clock. Your clock is
your
on
clock
my lock
too.
Screen.
I have your clock too, but I still am like, wait, what time is it again? I still second guess myself.
It's okay. Who else needs to be deleted? No, that's it.
But anyway, if we do record, it'll be a surprise for everyone. You'll
6:30,
never see it coming.
They're getting their day started over there. Good morning.
Or if they're an idol, they're probably going to sleep.
Ew. That is honestly ghetto. Can't imagine someone that wakes up at 7 a.m. I can't. Especially with the medicine I'm on now. I'm up. I'm ready. Anyway, enough about me.
Enough about Lacey. Nah, we could talk about Lacey all day, but we are here to at least get something done before Lacey leaves.
Yeah. Where should I go? What's the popping spot, y'all?
Yeah, give her recommendations, you guys. Tweet us.
I'm hoping that there's free entry to one of those
music shows.
Yeah. You never know. I'm just going to leave it up to God.
I'm just
if it happens, it happens. If it don't, it don't.
I'll send you things if I notice things, though. I'll be like, hey.
Yeah, because once you told me, you have to be, like, part of that fan.
You usually have to be a part of the fan club or like, they give priority to the fan club. And then I think there's a way to apply after that. Mm-hmm. But I have a friend who's been going to broadcast lately. I'll ask her.
I don't care who. I don't care.
Well, like, it doesn't matter.
We've never heard of them, ever.
Who, because you go in for the specific group, but you get to see everybody. So.
Oh, okay. I just want to experience it. Whoa.
I'll hook you up. I'll message
this This is what it's like.
I'll message my friend. I'll see if I can get the hookup for you.
Which new group should I, like, cheer on?
Cubes. New boy group. Nowadays.
Let's go. You guys are amazing.
Nowadays, yeah. I think that's what they're called. Nowadays. I think. I don't know. It is. They are called that. Cheer them on.
I will. I'll cheer whoever I have to.
I'll be a fan.
I will. I will be the. You can't even be a hype man in there. You have to be quiet.
I know. Right? Yeah.
It's so boring.
I mean, they cue you when to cheer. They like tell you when to cheer.
They're gonna be like, this girl is loud.
We have to kick her out.
Please, I'm from Atlanta. Can't help it.
Anyway, we are here to do the March comeback review before we can't do any comeback reviews ever again for like 2 or 3 months.
It's not ever again.
We should at least attempt to do the comeback reviews if we can manage that one recording.
We will do our very best.
April already has really good songs, and I'm like, damn, Lazy's not gonna be here to record. Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna be in there. We'll be in the comebacks.
We'll try to at least do the comeback recap.
Hopefully, there's like a pop up while I'm there. I'm already.
They always have pop ups. I'll send
you. Like, you know, New Jeans has like the pop up with Nike. Or they're doing one with Nike.
They always have that. If I see those things, I'll send you.
Yes, I don't care. I don't care who it is. I don't care if I never liked their song or what. I'm doing it.
Maybe I'll have you, if Kravity does pop-ups, maybe I'll have you.
Like, I'll do Kravity. Oh, that'd be a nice gift.
Yeah, go get like merch and stuff.
Do you know this girl? Do you know her? That's my wife. You're like, what? Bring her up here.
We could. Okay. Yeah, right?
I'm just being goofy. We could do You'll an enjoy. Episode like this of just everything. Of everything and nothing.
We'll do a Korea trip recap episode when you get back.
Oh my God, are you going to interview me? Yeah. That is the highlight of your trip.
I am. I will. I'll think of all the questions.
It's going to be 2 hours. That is a really good question.
Okay.
I guess
we have to record, though. Like, actually, yeah. So March 2024, that's what we're here for, you guys. And the first song on the list is Yua's Rooftop. I liked it.
It was hot.
I liked it. It was really catchy. And it was like so much darker than she's ever done before. Cause like I was kind of skeptical going into it because she usually does like brighter songs and it's not usually my cup of tea. But this was like sexy and like seductive and addictive. And I was like, ooh.
Yeah, I was watching it and I was like, you know, I guess it's been a minute since I've seen a sexy, seductive solo like this.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is nice. Has some spice in there. I don't hate it.
It does. And the chorus, like, I like how it like is quiet and then the chorus is just like bam, like here's the beat drop for you.
It's such a classic.
The choreography is really good too.
Yeah. It feels like a classic I'm That Girl solo.
Yeah.
Maybe I really feel strongly about that. Because she has a high ponytail. She has that high pony. She was just really
that's
good.
That's a seller for you.
It was just everything it gave. Like her walking like she owns a spot. And she's like walking through the kitchen and being a boss. And being seductive and mysterious. And people are like, who is this? What does she stand for? I don't know. But we're all intrigued. And I'm always going to be fascinated with the fact that where did these white people come from?
Of course.
I should try to be in a music video while I'm out there.
Yeah, that would be a good goal.
I'm not sure how, but.
Cast me, you guys.
I just see other races so often. I'm like, I need to figure out. I want to be back there. There's like a certain white guy that has been in so many music videos. Does he have a fan club yet? Do you have a fan club yet? Because I see you all the time. It's just interesting. Anyway, it's always, I don't know. It's always nice to see They're not even American. Like, I can't even say they're American.
Yeah, like they're probably European with how pretty
yeah,
they are.
Yeah. I'm like, wow. I just like diversity in different ways.
It is fun to see it.
Yeah.
Random, but fun.
Mm-hmm. So.
But yeah, I liked the song.
It was a nice song.
It was just so interesting to see her do something different.
She was ready.
Dark. She was. And like, that was another thing that was really nice, that she had the confidence. Like, I feel like the song, because the music is so like, it's powerful, but it's also subtle, if that makes sense. It's really her like attitude and confidence mm-hmm. that's pulling off the entire and like pulling the song together. Is like, they chose her for this song, and it was clearly a good choice because she had the like confidence to exude and pull it off.
Mm-hmm.
And then I liked that it was kind of, I think another thing, just you talking about like, I'm that girl energy mm-hmm. that she was giving off. It also was giving like early 2000s pop R&B kind of.
I think that's why I feel
sound and vibe.
Like it's classic.
Yeah. It was definitely giving me that. So I think that's another reason that I was like, wow, I really like this song.
Definitely.
Because she's got the attitude that you used to see from the girls during that time period.
It's always nice to see.
Girlies. Yes. No, it is. I liked it. It was much different.
It was different compared to a lot
much of Much different solos from her were. And a lot different from a lot of the solos that mm-hmm. we've been seeing lately.
More spicy and seductive from females.
Yes.
From female soloists. Please.
I agree.
The cute is nice. I don't hate it either. I don't hate it. I like this as well.
Yes, this was a nice change.
Mm-hmm. Good job, Yua.
Yeah, good job. I think that's about it.
All right.
That's all I had to say. I'm not like a big, big fan of her, so I'm like, I don't know what else to add, but I liked the song.
Sometimes all you need.
I have like my 2024 K-pop playlist, and then I have just like a general. Because I hate like when I'm like, I want to put like a few songs on repeat.
And is this one of those?
Yeah, I actually have a repeat mood playlist, and this is on there. Because I was like, I just want to listen to this until I don't want to listen to it anymore. It's been on there for the month, so.
All right.
Yeah. So I think that does say something.
I think so.
Okay.
Even a comment says this is from it feels like it's from a 2000 soloist. It's so nice.
See? Like, I wasn't the only one.
No,
I don't know. It was just that, like,
gave that.
Just that attitude. And, like, the song gave
it. The styling.
It, like,
I mean, it was
styling,
a lot of stuff.
The attitude. It just all came together to give that vibe.
It's the beat.
Definitely the beat. Because that totally sounded like
2000s
girl group pop, like.
Mm-hmm. Who did that? Christina Aguilera.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That was Christina Aguilera.
She's the only one that. I mean, Britney was like that, but Britney's more poppy.
Britney was more poppy. She got
definitely
like that.
Christina.
Like, it was. Yeah. No. It's definitely Christina.
Now I gotta listen to Christina. Next.
Next, guess who?
You guessed right. It was Highlight.
No, yeah, you should have been able to guess that they would be on this list. It is Highlight with Body,
and
they're such goofballs.
That's it was. I just like how goofy they are.
The music video was so much fun. Like, they were being absolutely ridiculous, and I love the editing of some of the parts and like mm-hmm. the like. Head bobbing, or where they're all behind each other and they're like going back and forth. Like, it was just so much fun.
And they look fine.
They do.
I'm never gonna stop saying that.
They always do. I actually, this came out while I was on my trip to New Mexico, and I came back and Jeremy bugged me for like 3 days straight because I was like in the decompression stage after a trip, so I hadn't like listened to it yet, and Jeremy was like, have you listened to Highlight?
What a fanboy.
He was like, Raina, listen to it. And I'm like, okay.
Does he like it?
He really likes the song. That's why he was like, have you listened? Well, and we've talked about it too in the past. Like, Highlight is mine and Jeremy's group because of Shadow.
Mm-hmm.
But he was just like, have you listened to it? Have you listened to it yet? And I'm like, no, I just got back.
It's a good spring
Oh my gosh, summer yes. song. Spring into summer. Yes. Yeah. I love how it has elements of like house and electro riffs that mm-hmm. kind of give the song mm-hmm. character, but like overall it's just really quirky and melodic, but then it's also just a goofy song. Like it's fun.
Exactly.
It's just
I just fun didn't song. Think it would the song would transform much when we got into the chorus.
But it does.
But it does. So I'm like, just like let me back up. So when it played up to the chorus, I was like, I don't think I'm really gonna care for this song like that because it's such a it sounds like a typical song.
I was having the same feelings.
They do a lot of dynamic stuff through certain parts of the song that keeps yeah. you there.
Well, and then the chorus, it's so funny because it's like we say it's a funny and goofy song and it's fun. But mm-hmm. like the chorus hits and it switches to like the more mature, like suave sounding, mm-hmm. like elegant sounding highlight that we know. And it's just mm-hmm. like it's so interesting to see a group that has this many years behind them still just know so much about themselves musically to be able to put out something that's like fun, funny, like you're not really supposed to take it seriously, but then all of a sudden it gets to the chorus and it's like mm-hmm. oh, this is a composed song that's been well thought out, like there's that's a little a, bit yeah. of something for everybody.
You get the upbeat part of the later half of the chorus.
And yeah, because it's like, it's so cohesive, but it also feels like it's different songs in one. But without that, yeah. like, without yeah. the jarringness of, yeah. like, if you were to listen to NCT, for example. Definitely. Like, there's not that jarring, like, oh, these are multiple songs put together. It's like, these are multiple songs, but they're mm-hmm. so cohesive. Like, this just flows so well.
I agree.
And God, they're just gorgeous.
They are, like.
And they're so funny. I love the parts of the music video where like there would be one of them in the forefront of the camera and then they'd be doing something ridiculous in the back. You could see the other members like you could tell they were genuinely reacting to whatever that meant. Like it was improv. Like they were just genuinely reacting to whatever.
If there's one thing they are good at is keeping a straight face. they do a great job.
They do. But then sometimes they don't, because you could see some lip twitches where they were like trying to hide it. Mm. It was funny. I love them so much. I'm just sitting here enjoying it. I am watching it again. I want Yosub's yellow fluffy coat too, by the way. Like, I don't know what it is about that coat, but I just want it.
I mean, it looks too hot, but
I live where it's cold though.
I would like so. It. For no reason. I'd probably wear it one time and that's it.
I'd be all warm and cozy. It's just so like remember when we had that conversation about how you were telling me like your style is very chic and it looks like that, but also like vintagey, but also warm.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I like pastel-y colors too. And I'm like, I want
you should color. Ask him for it.
It's probably like $3,000.
I mean, you could just borrow it.
Can I borrow it and then not give it back?
I would like to borrow it for a couple years.
About that last part?
A couple years. Just a couple years. You're not going to miss it. I think you'll be able to get it.
Yeah, I don't. You won't miss it. What? You've got plenty of other clothes. Okay, so we always have. Well, I always have bias struggles with highlight. How are you feeling about the men in this music?
Oh, at this point in my life, I just love everybody. That's I just fair. Don't want to limit myself.
That's fair.
When I could just have them all. That is that's how I feel. That's how I feel. And be happy that I can cherish a group where we're the same. Around the same age.
Around the same age, yes. That is
like,
very
they're
important.
They're not super young and it feels kind of weird. I just like them all. I'm not limiting myself anymore. I think you're all fine. I love you all. I love every single one. You all are too goofy for me to not like.
That is true.
One more than the other. They're very charming people.
That is true.
There's my love letter to highlight.
To highlight? I feel
they just
the same.
Look so
like
good.
Obviously, I love them all, but I definitely like. I've always just like Gikwang and Donghoon or Dong.
Gikwang is just like he has.
Oh, Woon. Why can't I speak?
He just has such good, unique features to me.
He does,
and it's his His lips, that man's lips.
I think Dohoon is definitely, wow, Doojun. Mm-hmm. I'm like combining all of their names into one right
Why
now.
Why not?
That's how much I love everybody. No, Doojun, I think it's like Gikwang and then Doojun, just a smidge. And I feel like it's been like that for the last three eras, but like I feel like it's confirmed. Like
confirmed. I'm confused.
Yeah. Because they get you could just take as they get the... older.
I know.
And I'm like, dang, you guys aged really well. Mm-hmm.
Y'all be really aging like fine wine. Why? And you don't age that much. You don't. You literally look the same.
Your sub looks the same. Like I'm dead. He's a vampire.
They look.
They all do. They all do. But like Yosub is the
Yosub
like...
never changed at all.
No.
He has remained wherever 20. I don't know. I'm not sure what his skincare routine is or who he goes to, but I would like to know. I wouldn't be able to stay there long enough to have those results, but I would like at least 10%.
At least 10%. Jeez, though. They look great.
Yeah.
But yeah, Doojun, I think it's Doojun now. And then Gikwang.
Well, it's going to change again.
Maybe. I was going to say, yeah, until next comeback, and then something's going to change again, and I'm just going to keep going back and forth. But I've always double-biased them anyway. And I, like, love the whole group collectively. I just thought it was funny, though, because it, like, I've been struggling the last few eras, and then this comeback happened, and I was like, my eyes are like solely on Doojun right now, but clearly not enough because I was combining his and Dongun's name. So, bring not
worthy. You just love everybody.
I do love everybody. Well, that's it. Highlight body. Go listen to it. It's fun. It's about to be summertime, so it's perfect for
it. Is it's really nice.
It was a nice, like, springy, like, visually, it was very springy, and mm-hmm. then, like, musically it's very like summery, so it was a great release, great timed release too.
If you want to feel the spring summertime, put that on your playlist.
Definitely agree.
All right,
next on the list,
we got more diversity, guys.
We do. With I'm curious what you're gonna think about this song, because last time I was like so hyped because I was like, I finally like an NCT song, and then you were like, nah, it wasn't really for me.
I mean, are we really surprised that was the result?
No, I mean, yes, I was.
I don't hate it.
You've liked everything NCT, and I was fine.
The
like,
thing
yeah.
is
okay,
like,
it's
you
NCT
know...
Dream we're talking about, by the way.
Oh, catch up.
Yeah, just in case, the next song on the list is NCT Dream with Smoothie. And I'm curious because when they had their last comeback, I was like, Lacey, I love an NCT song. And Lacey
I was surprised.
Lacey was like, yeah, it wasn't for me. And I was like, what the heck? The one time I'm so excited about an NCT song. And Lacey's like, nah.
It was me. I will say, I mean... With NCT, I could say this, and then the next time we do a monthly comeback, I could possibly be like, you know what? There was something in there. I'm obsessed. So, but I will say,
how do you feel about
this
Smoothie?
Is a song that you would like.
You don't like Smoothie either?
It's okay.
Oh my gosh.
I think I don't like.
You guys, I can't win. I was like, I get part to of, bond it's with part, Lacey.
It's part of marriage. It's just one of the things. I don't hate it, but it's not one of my favorites.
Okay, I will say that it was a grower for me.
I listened to it, I'm like, you would like this song.
I do like it, but it was a grower. It wasn't an immediate like just because there were certain aspects of it that I was like, what is going on? But then I listened to it more and I was like, yeah, I like it. It's because I feel like NCT Dream is much more tame in comparison to the other NCT units. That is
maybe
like,
that's why I'm just like,
they're not crazy enough for you. Okay.
I guess it's just because it seems, I don't know if it's because of just the formula of this song. I think it's just the same, like, heard it before. It just wasn't, I don't like the repetitiveness of smoothie, first of all. I think that's
it was, and I think that's another reason that I say it was a grower for me, because it was very repetitive in comparison to, like, other songs they've done. Like, for example, their last comeback, ISTJ, I immediately was like, oh my gosh, I love this song. Whereas smoothie, it had to grow. And I think a lot of it is, like, it's very repetitive, and the chorus, there's not much there bulk wise like, there's not a whole lot there to give it meat. It's just a very repetitive, like, low toned chorus. They're just saying that. But the part that makes up for it for me is the vocals lead the song really well outside of the chorus. They have, like, the pre-chorus parts and then other parts that it's very vocal heavy. Even, like, Mark has lines where their voices stand out. And I think, like, outside of the chorus, because of the vocals, it makes it pretty melodic, because you're listening to their voices and, like, they can sing. And so that's, I think, true. Those are the aspects that are enjoyable, because, like, it does get to the chorus and I'm like, but I've listened to it enough times now that I like it. So it grew on me. It wasn't like an instantaneous, I'm going to be addicted to the song like ISTJ was, but I do like it. And then as soon as I started liking it, I was like, I wonder what Lacey thinks, but I didn't want to ask.
If we cut out the chorus and just listen to the other parts, I would like it more.
That's fair.
Because there are a lot of more interesting parts in this song.
Yeah, and like, that's another thing. It's like they take the standard, like, saxophone sound and, like, R&B sounds, and, like, they throw everything in like they always do because they're NCT. And so it makes it dynamic, but then you get to the chorus and, like, there's nothing.
There's nothing there.
It kind of falls flat.
Yeah, which is, like.
And, like, I'm saying what? That as a fan of the song, that the chorus falls flat.
Yeah, because that's not, I don't know, just very bland for what they usually do.
I will say, though, the lyrics were not bland.
Oh, no, that was like, oh, what the, that is nasty.
That is not a smoothie that they are singing about.
That is not.
I was having, and, like, the first time I watched it, Well, I'm saying the first because when the music video released, the subs were automatically on, and I usually don't have the subs on. I just watch the music video through, and then
Oh, you had the subs on.
So I had the subs automatically came on, and so I had my first watch of the music video was with the subs, and I was like, I'm not paying attention to the music video. I was like, what is going
on?
Girl,
I didn't have the subs on. I just remember watching it the first time, and I was like, what?
Yes.
It dripping what?
Yeah. And then I watched it the second time without the subs and was just watching the music video, and I was like, this isn't making it any better.
It's not. I'm like, this is very explicit. No, I caught on real fast.
I mean, I did too,
I did a double, like, take.
I did too, like, but, like, the subs were there in my face and I just forgot. Like, they auto came on and I was like, I guess
need to read the translation, because it was already enough for me to be like,
yeah, it's not
like
any
what?
It's not any better.
You're sipping it down like smoothie.
It's not any better.
I'm doing deep dives right now. The connection between smoothie and other things. Who wrote the lyrics? It's freaky.
It is. Which is odd coming from NCT Dream, because they were always marketed as, like, these are the babies that are going to graduate someday, until they became, like, a unit, like a set unit. So it's like, I was just like, what in the world did I just experience? But you guys, disclaimer, they are not singing about smoothies.
I mean, they're not.
They're not.
You don't even need to understand Korean.
To know.
Because after the first chorus, I was just like, this is nasty. Everything they did with fruit.
Yeah. Yeah. The fruit
was
really
like,
gave
this
it away.
Is freaky. I don't hate it. I don't hate it. I'm very amused.
It
I'm
is
actually
amusing.
Just really amused by it. So
no,
y'all had fun.
Yeah.
I hope you had fun finding
too.
Out what the smoothie was, and they're like, you gotta do this stuff with this fruit. So
Raynex.
Roll the tape.
A small culture shock. not culture shock, just a bias shock, I guess. I don't even know what to call it, but I liked it though. I will say that I like the mini album. There were many B-sides that I liked,
you liked
better
it too
than the title song. And then
I enjoyed it.
I think listening to the mini album, I think that kind of also made Smoothie more tolerable, or like made me like it more, because once I listened to the whole album all the way through, I was just like, oh. And when Smoothie came on, I was just like, oh, I'm just going to listen to it. Like, there was no urge to skip or anything.
It was a good mini album.
It was, but there were like three or four B-sides that I was like, I really like these. They
Yay.
Did great. So I will say, go check out the mini album, Dreamscape. Because if you didn't like Smoothie, there might be a song.
I think there's a song on there. I've never listened to an NCT album and been like, this whole thing was boring.
Yeah. No. Same. Mm-mm. They always have something to throw you for a loop. Okay. Anything else for NCT Dream?
Nope. Keep coming out with stuff. I love y'all.
Me too.
I'm obsessed.
No, she's not as obsessed as me, though, clearly, because I'm always like, NCT Dream, now that I finally am like, I really like the subunit. And she's like, yeah, it's mid. It's okay, I guess.
It's all right.
It's all
right. There's other opportunities.
Next on the list, though, we have our most favorite throwback sounding group that debuted, I think, like 2 years ago now. A year or 2 years ago, I think.
Wow.
I know. It's been a while. Tan with Hypertonic this time.
And it's hyper. I mean, it's something.
Something.
A lot is happening.
This is another one.
Actually,
where I'm like, where did you guys find all of the random people?
I know. That's why I'm like, what are the lyrics? I mean, you all found a lot of people.
They did. They also found zero shirts for the members.
Okay.
Like, to hire all of these people, they had to come cut back somewhere, so they sacrificed the shirts.
They probably bought their own clothes, and they're like, this is not going to work, so take it off.
Yeah, right.
Because some of them look really tall, and they probably put them in a shirt or something, and was like,
this
short.
Doesn't fit you.
So, right, you're just going to, this is it. Anyway, who is that guy? Is that the same guy?
Who? What?
That's ripping up the plastic?
I don't know. I don't know where you're at in the music.
I just feel like when I am getting older in age, I need to figure out how to be in these music videos. To be the old person in the music video. Quote unquote old. Because that guy is not old, but he's like older. And so what a cool, like, I don't know. Whether you're just doing it for funsies or like, it's your job.
Mm-hmm.
What a chill job.
It was definitely a different music video, too, to just, like, pull in these people and do that.
Yeah. They bought in a goose.
Yeah. Right.
This is kind of scary.
I definitely liked, though, the production of the music video. And, like, especially the, like, close-up shots where the members were backlit.
Mm-hmm.
Those were just really nice.
I
don't
love
know, like, what kind
suits.
Of camera. Yeah, the suits were really nice.
Maybe it was one of those, I don't know what to call the camera.
I don't know,
like,
but the members,
rig.
Yeah, I feel like it was, because just the way the camera would move in and out on the members, like, it was just
really smooth.
Really smooth and really nice, and they looked really good. Like, I feel like for how little is going on in the video, it's still very high production value.
They did what they had to do with what they were
doing. They did. And I like the choreography.
They
line up and then they move and they do the little tap step, like, and they spread out. I like the choreography a lot. And it also, just one reason that we really like Tan is because they feel very flashback, throwbacky. And I mean, a lot of it probably has to do with the fact that, like, Jungjin is from C-Clown. Like, there are members in this group that are older and have, like, debuted previously.
Mm-hmm. It's always nice to listen to them, because this is another comeback that feels reminiscent of 2000s.
Well, and the nice thing I was gonna say too about that is this is actually a Shin Sedong Tiger production. So this is likely the last we will hear of him since he passed away, at least new song. I don't know if there are things in the vault available somewhere. But this was actually one of his songs, so I think that's also another reason that it's very reminiscent of, like, older, older sounding K-pop because it was a producer that was very, very popular during that era of K-pop.
Y'all watch Tan. Watch them.
Watch them. Yeah, tune into them. It. They're really great.
Get into it. Thanks.
Yes, please. And I don't know. There's just... Yes, get into them.
I love like they their don't... suits.
I don't... This... I feel like they don't get enough credit for how much vocal and performance skill they have. Like, they're so clean with everything that they do. They're singing and they're dancing.
I freaking love these suits. They're so unique and they look good in them. Maroon stripe. Who knew? With the crop top,
with the black
cuts, with the so many variations. Y'all look good.
They do. They do. They they just look great. I'm like watching it again, and I keep getting distracted by Jungjoon because he's like, "Wow, I remember when you were in Sea Clown, and I liked you, and now I still like you, but you're like grown." Sea Clown. A time. It was a time, but. I'm glad to see some of the members are still doing things. And I think, I don't know, Hypertonic is just like that perfect K-pop dance track. It was really good.
It
was really good. And it wasn't like over the top. They didn't try and overpack things in. They still have like plenty of visual and musical appeal.
Mm-hmm.
It was just very simple. And the fact that it was also 3 minutes was nice. Because K-pop songs keep getting shorter and shorter.
Don't put that in the air.
And I don't know, the song just, because it's very dance tracky, it just, between the vocal and the rap and everything, it doesn't feel like anything was like forcefully inserted. Like everything flows really well. The rap belonged there. The vocals belonged there. Everything belonged. It was perfect.
Yep.
It was perfect.
Keep up the great work.
Yes, please.
Please.
Please. I need you to stay around forever. I only say that because they were, I thought they were like a temporary group, but knock on wood, wherever there's some wood.
You better find some.
I could hope they're not because I loved it. I love them.
Off to another group that Reina loves.
Yeah, I actually, it was really funny when I heard this song because Lacey had an instantaneous love for NewJeans when they debuted.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it was reverse. So when Illit debuted, and that's who we're talking about, Illit with Magnetic. I hope I'm saying that right. When Illit debuted, I immediately texted Lacey and I was like, I'm like having a NewJeans moment, like your NewJeans moment, but with this new girl group. I really like them a lot. And I think I'm going to continue liking them. At least I hope. If like everything is like on that
track. They're really good. This was really good like start.
Because
I don't hate the song, and I think the album is really good too.
The album is really good. I did like it as well.
And obviously really TikTok is obsessed.
Yes, they are.
Which I mean happens in the NewJeans. I just think it's because one of the reasons why we mention them is because people are like, oh my god, you guys are doing the same thing as NewJeans. And
but they're not. Like these are two different genres. Like they don't sound the same at all. And I think this one is much more reminiscent of like NewJeans is very ethereal and airy with the sounds that they use. And they were a bit more like, I don't know the word.
Describe it.
It reminds me of like gaming music. Like it's very there's a little bit of like stuff in there that's like techno-y.
That's fair.
I hear and like can see reminiscence of like EDM type like sounds.
Mm-hmm.
Like they feel more just like grounded with their sounds, whereas NewJeans is a little bit more airy and ethereal with their sound and vibe that they're going for.
And I mean, so far NewJeans experiments more with their sound.
Mm-hmm. And like, this is their first song, so we don't know what they're gonna do, but like, they're not doing the same thing. These two songs,
I would argue that their genre of music is even younger, and like, it's NewJeans is already feminine and girly, but I'd say that Illit is even more than that.
Just girly pop.
Definitely.
Like
very cute.
It is just very, very girly pop. It is very cute.
It's just got
the catchiness to it.
It's very catchy and young. Very young. I like it. I think
I like it a lot.
I think don't know. I have no doubt that I'll like them even more. I like what they put out already. Just really interested to see where
they're gonna
take them sound wise. I hope they do experiment with different types of sounds, like NewJeans's,
to figure out, still staying. Because like one thing with NewJeans that's really been nice to listen to is like NewJeans mm-hmm. has been very like same genre but experimenting within that genre.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And like I would like to see that this from Illit. Like mm-hmm. same kind of genre but experimenting with the different sounds.
Mm-hmm.
Cause like NewJeans is very I just lost the word. What is Y2K?
And I think they are more Y2K, and a lot of people don't understand what Y2K is. That's what I've been seeing recently, where people are like are discussing like, do y'all even understand what Y2K is?
Yeah.
At least in music.
Yeah. Because
some of the stuff they say is Y2K is not.
Is not.
But definitely NewJeans is Y2K. They have a lot of different musical elements where it's, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Illit is, at least with this song, it's not Y2K. That's why I don't think they're the same. It's just more, I don't know, it's just more boppy and frilly and cute, but just like really like a type, different type of energy.
Yeah.
So I don't hate it. It's nice to hear something girly pop, but it's not typical K-pop. You know?
Yeah. That is one thing that I'm enjoying. As much as like a lot of K-pop sounds similar, and that's been a huge argument, I do like that we're seeing more girl groups with like girly sounds, but it's mm-hmm. not like the overly cutesy kind of
mm-hmm.
sounds.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to see more of like Nine Muses kind of like sexiness come back mm-hmm. too, because that is one thing that I miss in K-pop. I'm kind of like
me too,
like we have enough girl crush concepts. I'm kind of like, okay, we're set on that, now let's bring the other two extremes back.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been nice to see like the cutesy concepts come back without it being like in your face overly cutesy.
Yeah.
Because, like, this is cute, but enjoyable. Like, it's cute, but it's, like, fun. Lightweight, just, like,
mm-hmm.
the vibe mm-hmm. is a lot different than a lot of the cute concepts that we would get in early K-pop.
Oh, for sure.
But I'm totally obsessed with them. I love them. like Lacey's moment of NewJeans being like, I love them. I'm literally with Illit. I'm like, I love them.
I'm a ride or die. Let's go.
I am. I'm so excited to see what they do. I want more already. And I liked the mini album.
I'm excited for them too. Like, it was a good, I mean, they did a great job coming out.
They did. And like, I don't know, all of the songs on the mini album, like, we were talking about how, like, NewJeans experiments but still keeps the same sound. Like, that's how I felt about a lot of the songs on Illit's mini album.
Yeah.
Like,
they kept with the genre.
They kept with that genre, but they all sound different. Because mm-hmm. there were definitely some songs that kind of sounded less, not, I wouldn't say harder, but, like, my favorite, for example, my favorite was definitely Midnight Fiction.
I can't tell you a favorite yet.
And then My World was, like, a second. But My World, they're like all, they all sound different.
Yeah.
So that was very satisfying to see, which is one reason that I really like the mini album. So I hope they keep it up.
And I have no doubt
that I'm excited to see what they're going to do. And I'm just excited. I like them a lot.
Well, like, I don't have anything else to add.
I already have a bias and everything too. So Aww. We'll see. Yeah. So we'll see.
She's going to get fan calls.
No. I don't want to imagine how much a HYBE group fan call costs.
You never know. You could get one. It's a new group.
But it's HYBE. They had a fandom before they, like, even debuted.
You never know.
Maybe if I win the lottery, I'll consider. I don't want to imagine the cut. Because, like, even for the boys, you have to buy upwards of, like, 90 albums. And that's almost $1,000 plus. Ooh. So, no thank you. No thank you.
Well,
but yeah.
On to another group, girl group.
Our last girl group. Or not, our last group of the month, too. Not mm-hmm. even our last girl group. There were actually, it was pretty, 1, 2, 3, pretty even this month. 3 boys and 3 girls.
Yep.
Nice.
And you know how we're talking about Y2K?
This is Y2K.
This is Y2K.
This is what Y2K is. This is a
very good example of what Y2K sounds.
In case you guys need a lesson.
If you need help, this song has it.
Yes, this is it. So the group is Re:Seen, and the song is...
Uh-uh.
I had to think. I was like, how do you actually say this? Right, that part. At first I was like, I don't know if I like this, and then I listened to it more and I was like,
the moment the moment, I don't know what you call that sound, it's a Y2K sound, and then they did that horn thing in there, I was like, oh yeah, this is how you do it.
Yes,
because before I was like, where's this going? And mm-hmm. then they did the chorus, and I was like, absolutely. I love the song.
Yeah. And
it's similar to Yua's music video, where I'm like, there's a throwback element other mm-hmm. than the music happening here. And there are actually a lot more, like, I don't know how to describe them. They're kind of sexy.
Yeah.
Or, sexy. I don't know, something was there. Something sensual was happening. And I was like, okay, I don't hate it.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you liked it. I definitely, like, I wasn't sure, like I said at first. And then, but I say I wasn't sure, like, first listen, but then, like, the second time it got to the chorus and it was like, I was like, okay, I really like the song. But I will say the way the song opened, like, immediately it just had that attitude. And I was like, ooh, where are we going with this? I haven't heard something like this from a girl group in a little bit. And, like,
it's so dark.
Saying that, it is dark and it's got like definite attitude to it, but also on the other hand, like the pre-chorus is very like just like girly.
It's like, so just like it's the, just what I want for a Y2K girl group.
The way they're presenting their vocals and like singing, it's very like
it's nice.
Yeah, it's just it's pretty, I guess is a good way to say it. Like they sound so pretty and it looks so pretty. Like it just sounds pretty. And then all of a sudden it's like, okay, I'm pretty, but I'm going to give you attitude. And I'm like, oh, okay. I like this.
I love it.
Give me more.
It's such a good, just a good song.
It is.
I think
it
out feels... of everybody, this is my favorite song.
Of the month.
It's my favorite. Yeah.
I will say out of all of the songs of the month, this feels like the most fleshed out song. I feel like this song and Hypertonic were the two that really, like, production value wise, it's just a fully fleshed out song. Like, it's got everything in it. Mm-hmm. It felt more complete, I guess is a good way to, and not like the random K-pop.
It's so good because even if the chorus is repetitive, they use their vocals to really just make
would it like
such a difference
attitude
in the chorus
mm-hmm.
with their ad-libs in it. It is just mm-hmm. really good. Their voices are really nice and it works really well with the musical elements happening.
Yeah. It was a really nice song. Yeah. I don't like, I have so many compliments for it, but I also don't do music for a living. So it's like, I don't know what the sound is. I don't know what
I don't
to
know
call
what you
this
call that
part,
one sound.
But like, there's just so many elements
I don't
to
know.
It.
Is it a
that
bassy?
I'm just like, it sounds so good and it sounds. Mm. Like, it's a nice mix of just, like, modern, but K-pop-y, but, like, cute, but attitude. And I'm just like, wow. And, like, there's elements of it that are really nostalgic of even, like, early music, but also, like, early K-pop. And I'm like, wow, I just really like this song.
Mm-hmm. Put out an album, because that made me mad.
Right? That they only had the two.
Two singles?
Two singles, yeah. I'm ready
for more
from them.
Or at least a mini album.
I'm ready for a mini album from them. I'm ready for more.
Y'all need to watch this. Get the views up.
Seriously.
The amount of views that it has right now is ridiculous.
I agree.
Ugh.
I agree. I love it. I don't know what else to say. Like
yeah,
I said,
it's really good.
There's just
it's
so
really
many
good
elements
song.
Being used that I don't know what they're called or like what how to explain it. And like I have more compliments to give this song, but I don't know how to properly give them because I don't know the wording that I'm looking for. But I really do love the song. I'm really excited for them as a girl group as well as Illit. I want to see what more they do and how they develop from here. And I'm just in love with the song. And I need them.
I guess it didn't help because Illit literally
debuted on the same day. Yeah.
I know that pissed them off.
Oh,
It's like when Beyonce drops something, and you're like, we should have held off.
Yeah.
Because I'd be mad, too. Because it's such a, it's a good, it is a good music video and track. Mm-hmm. And it's all about timing, guys.
And as Lacey said, this is when, this is what Y2K is. If you actually want the Y2K
sound. It really is.
This was Y2K. Mm-hmm. Even the styling was, too. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what you're looking for when you're looking for Y2K.
Exactly. That's it.
They've also just last throw in before we finish the month off. They've also been on my repeat mood playlist. Like, the song and Yo-Yo were both there.
Oh, no. That song is on my playlist.
Because I was like, I like this song.
My very small K-pop 2024
playlist. I mean, I have a K-pop 2024 and they're on that. But, like, on the repeat, like, I just want to listen to songs on repeat. They're on, no, like, the repeat. That's definitely one. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So nice. Really nice.
It was. This was a good month. Happy belated birthday to Lacey. She got her wish of good comebacks for the month of
March. Really did. I really did.
She had quite a few songs that she actually was like, I like this.
This is nice.
We should always be happy for Lacey when she says that. It's always a nice treat.
Yeah. And I added at least one thing to my playlist.
Nice. Good. Yay. Well, that was the month of March. 6 songs this month. Let us know what you think. Did we miss any? Because we did have a longer list and we narrowed it down. And there were songs that I liked and Lacey didn't like. So we were like, okay, let's pick and choose. But let us know if there were songs that you would have liked to see on the list to talk about. Or if there were songs that you were like, wow, this was really the greatest comeback ever for March. And then make sure to like, comment, and subscribe.
Next time.
Yeah, until next time. We don't know when next time is going to be, so we hope you guys will stick around. Yeah, we'll make an attempt to at least do the monthly reviews, because Lacey will be in Korea, surrounded by the Korean music. So we'll make an attempt, but honestly, no promises, you guys.
Yeah, I'm not going to promise.
She's going to have fun. But keep up with our, follow us on social media, especially Instagram and TikTok. Because we're going to try and at least post other media while Lacey is gone.
You should be nosy. Check that out.
You should be nosy. I've been hounding her to post vlogs, so expect
that.
I'm
going to do my very best. We're going to see some K-poppy stuff. We're going to see people dancing, cute clothes, a whole bunch of stuff.
Good. Doesn't have to be K-pop themed.
That's why I said cute stuff.
Okay. It could just be
creative. Food? I'm ready for the food.
Oh my gosh.
I'm ready.
I'm so jealous. I have to, by the way, I have to send you the chips that I need you to bring back for me.
You said chips?
Chips.
Oh, okay. I'll do my best.
No, you can get them on Amazon, I guess.
Well, now I want to know.
I'm sending it to you. These things are my lifeblood.
Oh, how are you alive?
I'm not. I'm dead inside. Wow. But I seriously, I might, for Cravity, like, pop-ups, because they've been doing a lot of stuff lately, I might text you if things are going on.
You should. I do want it.
Do you have Kakao? Because I don't want to rack up your phone bill.
Or do I you do use need Line? To download.
I use Kakao. Download
one of those.
I like Kakao.
I'll do Kakao.
Okay.
I deleted that
for years. I have to use it for my fan calls, so I've got like 8 make star.
Is WhatsApp the same thing?
I don't know if it works internationally, but it is a messaging app too that works off of Wi-Fi.
I'll use Kakao.
I was just gonna say, I know Kakao might run a little bit better because it's in Korea, maybe. In Korea. I don't know. I use it though, and I never have troubles. You can do calls and stuff from it too, so we could talk.
Oh, I need to tell my parents then.
We could do video calls.
Yeah, that'd be fun. I have to tell my parents to download it.
It's very user-friendly. Like, of the two, because I remember we were into, like, Line, and I'm going to stop recording.
Oh, bye.
Bye, you guys. Thank you for listening. Make sure to like, comment, and subscribe, and follow us on socials to keep up with Lacey's adventures.
Yay.
Bye.
Bye.